The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
If you are just joining us, we're coming to you live from the K Club today, and we're here with thanks to our friends at MG, and they have a number of their cars with us here in the K Club, including in the room the Cyberster. What is it? It's MG's cutting edge all electric convertible roadster, and myself and Jess Kelly were lucky enough earlier this month to take it for a spin. Here's how we got on.
Right, let's put it actually in drive. That helps. You know, the indicators in the back, arrows.
Love that design touch.
Have you driven an EV before?
I have driven EVs. Have I've never driven this EV.
I was going to say, have you driven a sports car before?
I've driven a sports car. I've never driven, I've driven an EV. I've driven a sports car. I've never driven the merging of the two.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So this is the first time. So I know you're not a driver, Jess.
No.
But I know you are a researcher.
I'm a nerd, Kieran.
So you have actually done the work.
I have. So what I lack in driving skills, I make up for in stats.
You okay, so talk to me about the stats about this car that I'm driving.
Right, so this is a reimagined roadster. So there's two seats, obviously.
Yes.
Yourself. Outside, it is a gorgeous looking car, which we'll talk about in a quick minute. But the unique selling point, as we just spoke about there, is the fact that this is an electric vehicle. So you've got a range of up to 443 kilometres.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good going, right?
Yep.
Also, what I love about cars like this, despite not being a driver, is the tech inside. Like,
okay.
This is like you're on the, you know, Star Trek Enterprise. You have a three-screen cockpit in front of you.
One, two, three.
Yes, indeed. Now, there's different
kind of four. I'm going to count it as four. I know MG say otherwise, but I'm saying that's one, two, three, four.
Okay, you're
over. But I can't touch that one.
You can't,
I
no.
I can, but it doesn't do anything. It's
no.
Not interact.
So the one on your left is all about the navigation. So
oh,
this
yes,
one
okay.
Here. Okay,
yeah.
This is all about the navigation. We can hook up your phone. So if you've got an Apple phone, you can use the Apple CarPlay.
Okay.
If you've got an Android phone, you can use the Android Auto. So you hook in and then you've got access to all the bits and pieces that you'd want, right?
Okay, cool.
So you can have a scroll through there.
Oh, yes, I see. We've got it in.
We put on some tunes.
Look at
in a
this.
Few minutes.
Oh, we'll do it in a few minutes.
I'm going to judge your music taste, okay?
That's all right.
Okay.
That's what we're going to play right there. I know exactly what music we're going to play. The Country Music Legends playlist.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll get out and walk.
Fine by me.
No.
I'll have John Denver with me to keep me company.
Right, so...
Who needs Jess Kelly when you've got John Denver?
Wow, what an insult. Right, we've got John Denver on the left screen. Then on the right-hand side,
yes.
We have your trip information. So that's things like your battery information, so we can see the range that you've got left, the charge, all that kind of jazz.
Oh, I see. 262 kilometres left, 75% charge. As you say, 364 gets me to 100. And obviously, I assume like any EV... It probably accounts for how I drive the car.
Exactly.
If I'm very heavy-footed and stuff, that will kind of update.
Exactly. And what's really interesting about this car, talking about that, is that the tyres on this car have been designed to try and get you as much out of your battery as possible. So
okay.
They're specific ones. So you can get around 10% extra on your battery because of the tyre design on this, which is quite cool. There's an awful lot now... being done to try and educate EV drivers about how to get the most out of their battery.
Yes.
So it's quite a almost frosty day when we're out and about today. The cold weather can impact your battery. A few different bits and pieces like that. But to that right screen is all that you need to know about your car. And then the one that you're counting as your fourth monitor is your driver info.
Okay, yes. So this is all the stuff you'd expect. It's the... it's your speed, it's your speedometer, it's your range. It has a little map here that shows the kind of cars in front of you in stuff. It has your driving mode. And like any car, you can toggle through sports, custom, comfort. And there's a super sport mode as well, which is usually pretty exciting to drive on other EVs. So I'm sure it is on a roadster.
Yeah.
It's certainly going to be exciting to drive. And then it's got, you know, yeah, your power output and all of that, how long you've been driving, the stuff you'd expect,
so
your odometer.
All that standard stuff is there. And then the one to your left down, sort of in the console in the middle
yes.
of the car, this is the infotainment center,
mm-hmm.
I suppose. So you can control the seat temperature. You've got little shortcuts here that have haptic feedback on the top.
Oh, look at this. Do you see the airflow?
Oh, wow.
That's the airflow of the heating, where it's coming to us.
That's very cool.
Isn't it? warm up our toes there now, Jess. That'd be nice, won't it?
Nice and cute. But also, you can tweak the lighting in this car as well. So we can have ambient lighting.
Okay.
We can change the colour depending on the music that we're listening to. Whatever you fancy, you can have a little tweak around. Also, what I love about this, it's a small design touch. So under the armrest between us, when we lift that up, you'll see that there are two ports for phones there. So
oh yes, USB-C and the old USB.
Look at you knowing your cables.
Well, what can I say?
It's only taken me 15 years of working with you. But all that is there, and it's very easy just to plug and play. You've got two nice coffee holders. Actually, we might go get a coffee in a little while. Also, everyone will have seen the scissor doors on this car.
Sorry, I'm not listening, Jess. I'm changing our ambient lighting.
Can you turn it to red to reflect my mood, please?
There we are. Yellow.
Yellow. It is very cool. So the scissor doors on this car, right?
Yeah, so I imagine any car that has upward opening doors, I call them gullwing doors. But gullwing is actually the ones that open out and
uh-huh.
up. These ones are scissor doors. So they slide up, kind of.
Yeah, and that is really cool because if you're parked in a tight enough parking bay, or if you just want to look deadly, you can open them out. What you'll see when we get out is that there are sensors on the door. Now, there are other vehicles that have notions, opening mechanisms. Sometimes you need a degree in engineering to figure it out. That's not the case with this car. So we've got sensors on the doors, and we have a button as well. So once the sensor picks up that you're in the vicinity, you press the button, they elevate up, and then we have little controls on the doors itself or on this console between us where we can close them down.
Did you hear that little beep? Do you know what it was?
I did. What was it?
We're in a 30 km an hour zone and I broke the speed limit. I know, but I just, mea culpa. But I was only 31 or 2, but I was wondering what it was. I crept over the speed limit, so it lets you know. It's got it there on the screen in front of me.
There's a lot of that driver assist technology built in, and, a lot of people are huge fans of it because it does just draw your attention back to your habits, particularly if someone is rabbiting on at you the way I am at the moment. There's all the, lane assist technology, all the bits and pieces that you'd come to expect.
Yeah, that button there,
and there's also traffic jam assist as well.
Oh, what's that?
So this is when you are in sort of bumper to bumper traffic.
Yeah.
It essentially, it's kind of like assistive control, but it takes into consideration the fact that you're in traffic.
Oh, so like cruise control in traffic.
That's the one.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. So listen, I have to say, despite everything you've just said there, right? Meaningless, most of it to me, right? And I tell you why. I'm breaking the speed limit again. it's a very nice car. Anthony Bourdain,
yes,
what he said about food, and I apply it to so many other areas of life. He says, I don't care where it came from, what the progeny of the food is, how it was prepared, the conditions of the kitchen. All that matters is, does it taste good?
Mm-hmm.
And I actually apply that to many other areas, including a car. I actually don't know what kind of power distribution ratios mean. It doesn't, it's just gibberish to me, mm-hmm. It's Dutch. Horsepower, I know a big number means it's more powerful, but
yes,
beyond that, like someone could say it's 90 horsepower and I'd kind of go, yeah, cool, yeah, 90. It sounds classy.
Yeah. I like horses,
horse is cool. this is a lovely car. This looks lovely and it is so lovely to drive.
It's very smooth,
isn't
it?
That's the version of the taste. You know what I mean? It is so smooth. Lots of EVs are smooth. It's lovely. Do you know what as well, for a sports car, if we'll call it that, the Roadster, you don't feel like your arse is dragging off the tarmac.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know the way sometimes you do? You feel like you're kind of down, bouncing along the road, and you feel every pebble in your backside as well.
Yeah.
You don't have that. So it is beautiful to drive that way. I do love all the techie stuff, inside, like messing around with the ambient lighting and stuff. Obviously, don't do it while you're driving. And the music as well. We've got to play some music, I think.
Do we have to do country?
Yeah, we don't have to do it, Jess. The point is, we want to do it. We want to do it. What's a good song to listen to while we drive?
Like
King of the Road. Oh. Come on.
Why?
Now I've reached a problem. How do I turn up the volume? Did you learn that in your research, Jess?
We've done all the fancy stuff.
And Roger Miller is there singing away, but I can't hear what he's saying.
I don't know why I'm helping.
Oh! Got no cigarettes, yes. 2 hours of pushing broom past 8.
a 12-4 bedroom. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road.
It's actually worse when you sing as well.
Sorry, we haven't mentioned it's convertible.
It is convertible. Another little random
story. Sorry, Roger, there. Sorry, take a break, Rog, there for a minute, Rog.
Saws, hon. The roof comes down in 10 seconds.
Oh, wow.
I timed it. It comes down in 10 seconds, which is very cool. There's also a few other bits and pieces that I think you'd be interested in. So even though we've just put the music down, the sound system in this car, it's not just your standard sound system, it's by Bose.
Oh, wow, okay, that's high-end.
You know that they are high-end. Their headphones, any of their equipment, their speakers are incredible. So to have that in the car, you can see the big speakers on both of our doors there. So when we put some good music on, we might crank it up to 11.
Ouch.
We'll get the full oomph of those speakers and put them to the test. But as I said, having that built in is pretty class. Do you know what else I was just thinking? You were talking there about, you know, the arse of the car is not dragging down. Although this is a sports car, I don't feel like I'm sunk into bucket seats like you are cars. Like, I didn't have to make a noise getting into the car, which is sometimes an issue. The other thing, do you want to know that fun fact?
Do, hit me with a fun fact, Jess.
Okay, so the cell design of the battery, so the battery's underneath us in this car, right?
Yes.
The cell design is spread out and it is shorter than a standard can of fizzy pop. So think like a can of fizzy drink.
Yeah.
The cell design and distribution in this car is thinner. It's not as tall as a can of pop.
Wow, it's that narrow. Cool? That is kind of cool, isn't
there
it?
There you go. It's a fun fact for you now. Would you not bang on a bit of like Fleetwood Mac or something?
What do you want to play? I'll ask Siri. Go on.
Ask her to play Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac.
Siri, play Go Your Own...
What would you like to play?
Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac.
Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac, now playing on Spotify.
There we are. It's mad how quiet the car is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, we're not yelling to talk over.
I know.
It's like the car was built for you, Kieran.
I'm telling you. How do we turn off the car?
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.